Lord, as we look at the gift of Janelle Mobley that you gave to us, bless us as we look at her life. And God, we ask that you would indeed touch the hearts of those here tonight that may not know just how good and wonderful you can be in our lives.
Yes.
Open each of our hearts and our minds to the hearing of your word this day.
Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Help him,
Lord.
Jesus. Help him, Lord.
All right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just got to get myself together.
Yeah. Help him, Lord.
You know, God creates some people who are to become very important in the world. And God creates some people who are to become very special in the world. Now, some of you might say it is more important to be important than it is to be special. But I think when we come to the end of our days, we don't look back to see how important we are or were, but rather, were we special in the lives of others?
All right.
When death is staring us in the face, we usually do not take great pride in, look at my degree from Harvard.
Right.
We don't say, look at this award I got for my business working here 42 years. We don't say anything about what we have accomplished nearly as much as we want to look around and see a child that says, I love you so much and I'm going to miss you. Or to see a friend say, you encourage me throughout my life. I'm going to miss you. Janelle Mobley was not created to be somebody important whose name would be known across the globe and around the country, but I cannot think of anyone else who has been more special in the way that she touched the lives of others. Most of us here today, we have a special moment in our lives because of the presence of Janelle.
Yes.
You know, God sent Janelle as a gift of joy to the world in the midst of some very dark days.
Wow.
A little over a week after she was born, the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. Hitler had conquered much of Europe, and for the first 3 years of her life, we didn't know how World War II was going to turn out and who was going to win it.
That's right.
She was born in the heart of the South, where segregation, Jim Crow laws, white-only fountains, and the KKK were the rule of the day.
Yeah.
And growing up in a family in which 14 kids were born, she knew what poverty really was long before there were welfare checks for black people. You know, a really good Christmas for Janelle would be getting an apple, and I'm not talking about an iPod. If they got an apple and an orange on Christmas morning, they thought they had something to celebrate. And as a child, she got an understanding of family reaching back to help family.
Praise God.
You see, our grandmother, she was an absolutely wonderful woman, but she didn't do a real good job of picking the best choices when it came to husbands. And oftentimes, she would be left taking care of all these kids.
Yes.
But the good news was she wasn't left alone.
Praise God.
There was an aunt by the name of Glil from North Carolina who would come home with gifts for the children and money to help her sister take care of all these children. There was an uncle whose name was Robert who sent home money from the service. Our grandmother and our great uncle and our great aunt, they were so close to each other, they just called each other sister and brother. Trying to figure out for years why I called my great uncle brother, but everybody else called him brother because that's how they were. And it was out of the relationship that these three kids of Bud and Nancy Fowler shared that we got our understanding of family. Family meant a willingness to reach back and to help those who were struggling. And no one understood or learned the message of the meaning of these words more effectively than Janelle.
All right.
The first thought about Janelle that comes comes to mind is that she was always there for everybody whenever they needed her. You know, Jesus, who was the Son of God, who was sent here to save us from the consequences of being disobedient to God, he once made the statement, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for a friend. And I think that this verse, more than any other, attached itself to the life of Janelle. She didn't mind giving herself if it made somebody else a little happier. And as my mother has already said, even as a child, this was a part of Janelle's life. Now, it may shock you to know that back in the 40s, our families did not have a Mercedes. I knew it came as a shock. We didn't even have a motorcycle. But there was a speedster in the family with a willing heart. When they needed somebody to go to the store, they dialed up Janelle's number. And as her sister said, Janelle was so fast, she could have outran the other girls on the track team. But she was too shy and too humble to go out for the team. Janelle could make it from 501 Columbia Avenue to Thomas Store and back quicker than some of her brothers could. We don't know what the record is from 501 to Columbia Avenue to Thomas Store, but I be assured Janelle Mobley holds that record to this day. She didn't mind laying down her own life to run to the store for others. Now, God was not surprised at the speed at which Janelle could run, because God was active in Janelle long before she came out of her mother's womb. Some of you don't recognize it yet, but God is active in your life. And God's plan for you is for you to get to know him on a more intimate level. For the scriptures tell us in Psalm 139, 13 through 16, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Next time you stand there in the mirror and you say, my, I'm looking good today. Know that it was God who made you fearfully and wonderfully made. He went on to say, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
Amen.
God knew that Janelle was going to be special by giving her life to others. He created her to be special in that way. But God also knew that he had ordained a specific number of days for her to live, and that he fully expected her to return back to him. Now, you and I both have a limited number of days. The Bible teaches us that if we would sit down and learn how to count how many days we have left, we would make different choices with our lives. In other words, we would become wiser people. You see, whether we live to be 60, 70, 80, or 90, that time is very short compared to the reality of knowing after death we're going to live forever. And we will either live with God or without God. Now, the bad news for the Mobley family is that we do not have a history of genes where we live a long time by the world's standards. Our grandparents, they kind of died off rather soon. Now, one of our cousins, Patricia, she tried to get around this by saying she was claiming her genes through her father, Commodore, and so she'll be staying around a little longer than the rest of us. But even if she gets 20 years on us, guess what? She still dies.
We all do.
What's going to be our legacy that we create in this life? And will we be prepared for the life that is yet to come when we come to our end? Now, Janelle gave us the legacy of a life that was full of love and sacrifice for others. She wanted to make you happy in life, and she didn't think about herself before she did it. Now, from the outside, looking at her, you would think, Janelle, you just letting people take advantage of your kindness and your generosity.
Well,
but from the inside, looking out, Janelle saw the opportunity to help somebody just one more time because she had a helping spirit. Okay, all of you cousins that live outside of New York City, let's go ahead and admit it. Didn't we envy Peaches, Poochie, Angie, and Gary before Larry came along? Didn't we do it? We did not like knowing that you all had Aunt Janelle and Aunt Lil, which made you get three times as many Christmas gifts, three times as many birthday gifts, because Aunt Janelle and Aunt Lil were like second and third mothers ready to provide for you. Thank God I finally got off my chest. Kids in the family. And yet, somehow, we other nieces and nephews, when we were with Janelle, we knew she would do whatever we asked her to do for us. I think we all wanted to be thought that we was Janelle's favorite. How many of y'all want to confess? Okay, one, two. You see how well Janelle kept it here? We all thought we was her favorite because whenever you were alone with Janelle, she made you feel like her favorite. If Janelle had it, she was willing to share it with you. Now, I don't want to embarrass any of y'all, but how many of you know you never got around to paying Janelle back some of the money she loaned you? And even though you pretended you did, you know deep down inside you still owe it? We'll have an altar call. Janelle would help you out because that's just the kind of person she was. Once when I was in Bible school and I ran out of money and I needed $300 for tuition, I wrote Janelle one of my sad letters, and the next thing I knew there was a money order in the mailbox with $300 to help me stay in school. Now, Larry, wherever you are, don't come after me. I paid her back that money long time ago, even though she didn't ask for it.
Oh, praise God.
People were always more important to Janelle than money was. Just think of how much money she would have had in the bank if she didn't spend it on all of us like she did. Now, even when we were responsible for getting ourselves in a mess in the first place, she wouldn't let you know how stupid you was to have made the choice. But our stupidity was never large enough to close the generosity of her heart. She willingly laid down her wallet and her bank account on our behalf. Janelle was a dependable and loyal person. She carried around a wonderful smile on her face. And the way she and Aunt Lila and Aunt Betty cared for each other was wonderful. There was this kind of a trinity of devotion between those two and Aunt Lila. And that's not to say that Janelle didn't love all her other sisters and brothers. The three of them simply had a bond because of their location together and their decision to help each other out. Now, as much as they loved each other, they could start an argument over something in a minute. And once Uncle Leo over here came and got involved, the arguing truly began. They'd spend an hour debating something that happened 20, 30 years ago that could never really be proven again. And in the midst of it, somehow either Aunt Lil or Aunt Janelle would turn the argument into a joke or a comedy. You see, our family had our own version of Good Times long before the TV show came on. But at the end of the day, family prevailed, and sometimes we did go home upset. But we always came back together again as family. She willingly laid down her life of having to be right in order to build and to restore family relationships. And Janelle loved children. She invested herself and her time to helping take care of kids.
Wow.
As a child, it was easy to fall in love with Chanel. She just made you feel safe as a child. And she could talk to you with such a soft voice. And when she told you, when you told her what was wrong, she would listen to you. And you could just see all the expressions in her face. It just seemed like your hurt became her hurt because she was filled with compassion. And Janelle would always try to fix what needed to be fixed. If the kids had been treating you unfairly, she'd become your protector and tell them, y'all better stop doing what y'all doing, or else she'd give you a smile, let you know you all right. They're just jealous of you, that's all. Now, Janelle was also willing to speak to you the truth when it was needed. I can remember, I don't forget what family gathering it was, but my wife Toby and I had had a disagreement over something.
Oh, yes.
And I was doing my job of pouting, and I was waiting to talk to Janelle to let her know my side of the story. And finally, Janelle walked over to me, and I was getting ready to let her know. And before I could say anything, she looked at me and she said, look, that Toby is a gem. You will never find anybody as good as she is. So just get up, wipe that look off your face, and go apologize. I don't care what time that happened, I know it was your fault.
Thank you, Angela.
That was not the sympathy I was expecting to get from my compassionate aunt. It's been over 20 years since Janelle gave me that marital advice. And every time I get upset with my wife, I see Janelle telling me those words. I value my life.
Hallelujah.
Even
Hallelujah.
More.
Hallelujah.
Mother.
Thank you, Aunt Janelle. Thank you, Aunt Janelle. Hallelujah.
Janelle has been a blessing to so many of us in so many ways.
Yes, Lord.
It's not going to be easy saying goodbye. But you know, Janelle took the steps necessary for our relationships not to be over. She made the decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior.
Thank you.
I remember the talk she and I had after she had joined my uncle's church, and she told me that she had given her life to Christ.
Praise God.
And her life did not become perfect after she made the choice. But the process has begun. You see, being a Christian is not about being perfect. It's about a process in which you begin to let God move in your life and start to align your desires up with His desires. Because God has a purpose for all of our lives. And all of us are a work in progress. And some of us, we need a whole lot more work than others do. The reality is, we are all going to go to heaven because we all have an appointment day with God. The issue becomes whether or not we stay in heaven or whether we are cast out of heaven into the lake of fire because we did not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. For as believers, we have the promise from Jesus when He said, do not let your hearts be troubled.
Yeah.
You trust in God, trust also in me.
Yeah.
In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you.
Yeah.
I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Who is preparing a place for you in heaven? You see, you just can't go up into somebody's house and start setting the rules. There's already some rules that have been set and established. And if you plan it on being there, you need to know what those rules are. For in the Word of God it says, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
Thank you, Lord.
Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son.
Yes, sir.
Do you realize God loves us all? But death will be the final separator between those who are living for Christ and those who are not. And it's not going to be a matter of how bad or how good you were. I mean, you know, all of us was bad. All of us were bad. But God wants to give all of us the same chance he gave to Janelle.
Thank you, Lord.
If we do not know Christ, we are condemned to an eternal death.
Amen.
Jesus has gone forth to prepare a place for each one of us.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But like Janelle, we have to make a choice. Janelle made a choice to lay down even her own health in order to try to keep taking care of some of us.
Yes.
And she did it not because we deserved it, but because she wanted to make a difference for us.
Yes.
Jesus voluntarily laid down his life for us.
Yes.
Not because we deserved it, but because he wanted to make a difference for us.
Thank you, Lord.
None of us know the day nor the hour when we shall leave this world. And Christ has died on our behalf that we might have life. It's as simple as confessing, God, I have done wrong. I know I have done wrong. I believe that when Jesus died, he died for me.
Yes.
I believe that God raised Jesus up from the dead, and that one day he's going to raise me as well. You see, in the end, 1,000 years from today, the only decision that you will have made that will have truly made a difference is what did you do with Christ?
All right.
For only what's done for Christ will last. Her decision made her not only special, but also important. You see, her fame of eternity in heaven will be remembered for generations long after the important people of this world have been written from the pages of history. To those who do not know Jesus Christ, Janelle Mobley will only be a memory. It will be a great memory, but still just a memory. For those who do know Christ, Janelle is going to be waiting for us on the other side. For the Word of God clearly states, brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men and women who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left at the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep.
All right.
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Thank you, Lord.
And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
Amen.
Our God is faithful.
Amen.
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 Let us pray.
Hallelujah.